Welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for July 2008. This is issue number 280. If you'd like to write to us at the DX Audio Service, the address is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. Telephone number is 360-382-1957. Email address is sales@nrcdxas.org. A subscription to the DX Audio Service for U.S. and Canadian members is $28. To Europe and elsewhere, it's $40. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep your cassettes. To subscribe or renew, make your check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that I just mentioned, or simply log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org and sign up using our PayPal credit card system. You can also sign up to E-DXN and get your DX audio service on your computer or iPod player in stereo. A subscription to E-DXN is only $15. Just point your browser to http://www.e-dxn.com and subscribe online with our PayPal credit card system, or contact Wayne Heinen at Post Office Box 473-251, Aurora, Colorado 80047-3251 if you want to pay by check. Before we get into the AM switch with Bill Hale, I just wanted to let members know of a problem we had here recently. I received dozens of telephone calls this past week, which I just couldn't return everybody's call, about our phone lines not working earlier in the month. Well, there was a very good reason for it. We had several tornadoes and straight line winds come through our area, and my weather station in the backyard of my home on July the 9th measured 97 mile per hour winds for about a minute and a half. This took down the phone lines and the power poles, and we were without phone, cable, and electricity for about 4 to 5 days. No big damage at our house, but it sure left the town in a mess. So if you called and wondered why our phones were not working for a week, that is why, and I hope this answers your question. If you do need more information about this, please call back. Now here's Bill Hale with a look at the AM switch.
Thank you, Fred, and welcome everyone to AM Switch for the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for July 2008. First of all, as usual, call letter changes. 970 on the dial, KNFX, Austin, Minnesota, has made the switch to KQAQ. 990 WLGZ, Rochester, New York, they made the switch to WRCI. 1070, a new station not yet on the air, they've had a call of WBEY in Pocomoke City, Maryland, but now they want WCRW. 1100 WZFN, Dilworth, Minnesota, practically a new station, hasn't been on for very long. They're changing to WZFG. A new station not yet on the air on 1120 in Manor, Texas. KRAU will be their call sign when they sign on. By the way, that's spelled M-A-N-O-R. You might think that's Manor, but they pronounce it Manor. It's down by Austin. 1230, another new station, this one in Smithville, Georgia. They've taken the call of WUCN. Their construction permit is for a kilowatt day and night, non-directional. 1270 WFRN, Elkhart, Indiana. Their new call is WCMR. 1420 KWYS in Neosho, Missouri. Mark them down for KBTN. 1490 WANA in Anniston, Alabama. Their new call is WSYA, also on 1490 KRNR in Roseburg, Oregon. Change them to KSKR. 1580 WXRA in Georgetown, Kentucky. Their new call is WGVN. 1600 WRSL, Corbin, Kentucky. Their new call is WKFO, and they have a construction permit moving from 1520 at Stanford, Kentucky. And 1620 WWLV, South Bend, Indiana, changed their call to WPNT. A report earlier in the month had them at South Point, Indiana. I wonder where that is. Does anybody know where that is? No, I didn't think so. Station update, 630 WDGY, St. Paul, Minnesota. They've moved back to St. Paul after spending several years in Wisconsin. Their new city of license is St. Paul, moving from Hudson, Wisconsin. They'll have 1,000 watts during the day, 2,500 watts at night, from three towers, using three during the day and at night, too. They're two different patterns, making them U4. 780 WJAG, Norfolk, Nebraska. A CP has been granted to relay their programming, read that, simulcast on K290AT, an FM station on 105.9 in Norfolk. Currently a 10-watter, K290AT has a CP for 250 watts. Since WJAG is a daytime station, the FM station will be able to originate its own programming after WJAG's sign-off. And also on 780, this one in Arlington, Virginia, WAVA, they've been granted a CP to move the transmitter to the tower formerly used by WUST 1120. The tower is at the site of WTGB-FM Auxiliary Facility. 1180 KYES, Rockville, Minnesota. CP has been granted for U7, 50,000 watts during the day, 5,000 watts at night, 8,000 watts during critical hours. That U7 means three different patterns during those three. That means three different patterns during those three different power outputs. And the station not yet is on the air. 1220 WOEG, Hazelhurst, Mississippi. They're now on with U1, that's non-directional day and night, 164 watts during the day, and 33 watts at night. 1430, a new station has been granted in Boise, Idaho, 50,000 watts during the day, 1,000 watts at night, two different patterns from four towers, using three during the day and four at night. Both patterns direct a major lobe to the northeast and a minor lobe to the southwest. And 1520 WTOD, Toledo, Ohio, CP has been granted for U4, two different patterns, 4,300 watts during the day, 2 whole watts at night from two new towers. The day pattern is the same as WTOD's current pattern, which favors the north and the south, and the new night pattern replicates that, only it's quite a bit smaller. WUAT 1110 in Pikeville, Tennessee, applied for a kilowatt during the day and 500 watts during critical hours. That was dismissed by the FCC, so they remain 250 watts daytime only. WZYX 1440 in Cowan, Tennessee, they've applied for a special temporary authority to simulcast on W287BK, that's 105.3 on the FN band, in order to, quote, fill in coverage gaps. Well, some other news from here and there. Last month, we had an item about KINY 800 in Juneau, Alaska, as the city of Juneau had suffered a power loss from electric generators located about 3 miles away. They anticipated a 2 to 3 month outage of regular service and had asked for a special temporary authorization to operate with 2,500 watts day and night non-directional until their power service was restored. Well, as of this deadline, there has been no more activity in the FCC files concerning KINY, although I did see a report in the Juneau newspaper online that the generator supplied power had been restored, so we don't know if they ever went to that lower operating power. Well, off the air this month, KNEL 1150, Quanah, Texas, as a result of a windstorm which took down their tower, and WFPA 1400 in Fort Payne, Alabama. Back on WWIO 1190 St. Mary's, Georgia, and their programming Contemporary Christian. Well, the legendary Central Ontario station, CKPT 1420 Petersboro, is now silent, having moved to 99.7 FM and now using the moniker Energy 99.7. CKPT is part of the Chum group of stations. Sean Axelrod spoke to the chief engineer for CKPT a couple of weeks ago, and their signal disappeared from his cottage in Kirkland. The chief engineer explained that the signal is designed to protect adjacent frequency stations in Huntsville and Halliburton, so the signal is directed north and slightly northeast of Peterborough, thus his inability to get the station at his cottage, so Sean's going to have to tune somewhere else. Well, the deadline to move CHLT 630 Sherbrooke, Quebec, to FM on 102.1 has been extended to February 28th of next year. It seems they realized that they would have problems duplicating the coverage of the AM signal on FM unless they used higher power on the FM station, so they've been granted a reprieve to take off the AM. Well, a fine this month, $500 to WKDL 1250 Warrenton, Virginia, for filing their application renewal in an untimely manner. Well, my thanks go out to Sean Axelrod, Wayne Heinen, Dean McIntyre, Ernie Wesolowski for all these tidbits, updates, and corrections that I get from them. And of course, I thank you for listening. If you have any items for AM Switch or have any questions about this month's column, please email me at w_r_hale@sbcglobal.net. I look forward to hearing from you. Coming up next, Jovial John Bowker with the next installment of the Travelogue. John? National
Radio Club. Well, thanks very much, Bill Hale. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Travelogue here on the DX Audio Service. Let's see, you know, here in the middle of the summer, what better choice could we make than to take a relaxing visit to one of the upper Midwest states? And we've chosen Wisconsin. It turns out that 15 years ago this month, Linda and I, and others too, were visiting that part of the countryside and had our recorders going as we always did in those days. So, what we're going to be doing today is starting about halfway from Milwaukee to Green Bay, on the eastern side of Wisconsin, not far from Lake Michigan, and we'll work our way a little bit north, and then we'll swing over to the middle of the state, and we'll go through Wausau and finally get over by Eau Claire, at least. You'll hear where we are. We aren't going to be rigorous in taking some highway or something, but we want to bring you the recordings of stations that you may not be hearing too often, even with the best of DX reception where you live. So what do you say we get started? We're going to go to the city of Plymouth, really, as we begin the July 2008 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
Hi, this is Richard K. Allison.
And this is Jeffrey S. Miller.
And our moms brought us up right.
You bet. They taught us when we have a lot of something good, we should share it.
So that's what we want to do.
With you.
And what we want to share, of course, is Sunday night.
A unique radio mixture of music.
Mayhem.
And some meaningful stuff, too.
And you can get it all right here on WJUB.
Plymouth, Wisconsin.
Now, if you're not familiar with the show,
why not tune in?
Give us a try.
For yourself.
For your family.
For your friends.
And to make our moms happy.
That's Sunday night.
Right here on WJUB. Presenting psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, this is 1420 AM, WJUB, Plymouth.
USA Radio Network News, this is Paula Rice.
Well, that's a good way to get started. You may be wondering why you don't have that in your logbook from your DXing days and whatever, and the answer is it's a 500-watt day timer. And unless you live right around that part of the country, I don't think you're going to have much of a shot of hearing it. And that could be said for this next one, too. The city of Oconto in Wisconsin has a 1,000-watt day timer. Let's listen in.
That's been a look at sports report here on WOCO Radio. Don't forget, day two of the WIA is continuing today. WOCO AM and Stereo FM, Oconto, Wisconsin, we're at 8 o'clock.
Oh, yes, I am reminded by that. I should tell you, as I have said in times past, very often we cut off the newscast because it's nothing we either remember nor is it terribly important to the effects of the world, years and years later. That was true in that case. We've got a couple of newscasts in today's program we'll bring you, and I think some of them you'll remember about, perhaps. Well, we're coming next to Chilton, a little city not far from Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
And the music you're hearing in the background is Peter and Paul Wendinger's arrangement of the Sharpshooters polka. The fill-in work done by Carl on that recording brings us to break time here. USA News coming up at 11 o'clock. And there's sunny skies in downtown Chilton. It's 68 degrees, listening to WMBE AM 1530. The time is 11 o'clock.
Network News, this is Paula Rice.
And that's a 250-watt day timer, so I'm pretty sure you don't have that if you live anywhere outside that county, perhaps in Wisconsin. Ah, well, you never know. We're going to move on. Oh, the big city in that area is Oshkosh, and here is a full-time station, finally, on the Travelogue.
Thanks for the call. We'll be back in just a minute.
We'll be right back.
keeping you informed with the news you need to know.
And from Oshkosh, we go to another good-sized community right on Lake Michigan, just a little north of Menominee, but well south still of Green Bay. It's called Two Rivers, and it has two AM stations. We're going to start with the one at 1590 on the dial. And by the way, these are both full-time stations.
This is the oldies station, WTRW, Two Rivers, Manitowoc, Michigan, AM 1590.
Radio News. Rescue teams this morning braved the angry elements to save more than 100 illegal Chinese immigrants who jumped from their grounded freighter just off Coney Island, New York.
Well, okay. Now, here's the other little rascal. This one is at 980 on the dial, and it's full-time with 5,000 watts. I bet this one really gets out, considering they're right there on Lake Michigan.
Northeast Wisconsin's most powerful radio station, WCUB, Two Rivers, Manitowoc.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm David Hall.
Well, okay, we're getting out toward the middle of the state of Wisconsin, at least from east to west, and we're coming to one of those stations in Stevens Point, by the way. It has 1,000 watts daytime and goes down to 9 watts at night. These are the stations that are fun to work for because you know you're not making any national headlines, but you still want to be your very best because of that big break you know is looming right in front of you as some visitor from New York or Los Angeles drives through town and hears your dulcet tones. Okay, Stevens Point, here we go.
Sassy Brass also features daily lunch specials. Meet your friends, bring your coworkers, and enjoy the phenomenon that is sweeping the nation. Make the Rush Room your permanent lunch date. Often controversial but always entertaining, Rush Limbaugh delivers a strong social and political commentary that keeps you listening every day. This man with talent on loan from God comes to you live on News Radio 1010 WSPO. Have lunch with Rush Limbaugh every weekday from 11 until 2, only at Sassy Brass on Post Road next to Pizza Pit in Plover. Join your friends and co-workers Monday through Friday at the Rush Room, brought to you exclusively by Sassy Brass and News Radio 1010 WSPO.
It is 11 o'clock at News Radio 1010 WSPO, Stevens Point. Skies in Point are cloudy. Light rain continues to fall. Pretty good thunderstorms at this hour on weather radar in the Green Bay area. That's the stuff that rolled through here earlier this morning.
NBC Radio News. A decision is reached in the intense child custody battle between film director Woody Allen and actress Mia Farrow.
Well, I guess it's a sad commentary that I would leave that news item in, isn't it? But it's something we perhaps all remember or can identify with. We're going to go up toward Wausau, Wisconsin, now a little town of Schofield, which is one of the suburbs. It's kind of important to recognize, however, that from Schofield we have a 5,000-watt station day and night.
Big Rig, WRIG, Schofield, Wausau. With all oldies, all the time for Athens and Edgar.
56 degrees in Wausau, 12 noon. For Big Rig News, I'm Gene Lewis.
And as we move from the suburbs into the main part of the city, we hear a very familiar voice.
Conversation and Country on 1230 AM, WXCO, Wausau.
We'll get back to phones in the next hour of the program. A lot of juicy stuff dead ahead. Did you know that...
Well, now we're less than an hour's drive time from the western border of Wisconsin, and we come to a little town called Chippewa Falls. And, of course, it's dominated by Eau Claire. If it weren't for the travelogue, you might never hear this. But to be sure we have plenty of time to get this and the next station in around Chippewa Falls, I'm going to play these next two IDs just back to back. In fact, this town of Halley that you're going to hear about, it isn't even in the Rand McNally Road Atlas. That's how small it is. Let's listen.
Best in Christian country and Southern gospel favorites, plus local weather, news, and sports. You're in Super Gospel Country, WOGO, Halley, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire.
USA Radio Network News. This is Therese Arena.
You're listening to the talk of the Chippewa Valley, WAYY, Chippewa Falls, and Eau Claire.
Good afternoon, and now your WAYY weather for today is sunny and warm with a high right around 84.
And as we come within 5 miles of the western border of Wisconsin, we come to River Falls.
Your good neighbors in the Friendly Valley, WEVR 1550, River Falls, Hudson, Ellsworth, and WEVR FM 106.3, River Falls, Hudson, Stillwater.
Two eggs over easy and a short stack of cake.
Hey, Ben, have a donut. I'm buying. What you been up to?
Oh, you know how it is this time of year. Busy with air conditioning work.
And as we run out of both time and geography, we come to the last town on the western side of Wisconsin.
This is AM 740 WMIN Hudson, Stillwater, St. Paul, your home for the original hits.
Here is the delightful and lovely Dolores Gray, Night and Day.
Well, I've had another great time with you this month, and we'll see you around the 1st of August. By the way, do you know the next town you come to after you leave Wisconsin? That's right, St. Paul, Minnesota. And speaking of Minnesota, here is Mark Durenberger. National Radio
Club. Thank you, John, and welcome back as we continue our multi-part series on the broadcast signals received at the mythical Lake Wobegon, Minnesota. Mark Durenberger here, as usual at this point in our audio magazine. We're about a little more than halfway up the band from our lake cabin near Upsala, Minnesota, where we found a very, very quiet electrical environment, and thus were able to reach out a long way for ground wave signals. KFAN's 9 towers are about 120 miles away, and their 50-kilowatt, 6-tower daytime signal is headed pretty much away from us, to the south.
Stone Source, direct importers of natural stone. 763-540-9000, StoneSourceUSA.com.
They have left a ton of runners on. The middle of the order is like 4 for 31 in the
series. Here, place the dock to end. AM 1130, KFAN.
That 1130 frequency is a shared U.S.-Canadian channel. At night, KFAN uses 9 towers to send 25,000 watts to the north-northeast, right up into Hudson's Bay. With careful positioning of the loop antenna, we can null out KFAN's IBOC hash to pull out the Sioux Falls 1140 station. It's 190 miles to the southwest. KSOO operates 10,000 watts day, non-directional. At night, the transmitter is cut back to 5,000 watts, and 5 towers send a scalloped pattern toward the northwest.
Wake up tomorrow morning with Chad McKenzie in the Main Street Cafe. That's every weekday morning from 5 to 8 on the talk of Sioux Falls. We are 1140 KSOO.
News Director Gene Hetlin. Weekdays on the talk of Sioux Falls. 1140 KSOO.
I'm not funny. 1140, by the way, is another shared U.S.-Mexican clear.
Regional 1150 is our closest local station. KASM Albany has more than a half century standing as the local farm and polka station, operating non-directional with 2,500 watts day and a smashing 21 watts at night.
AgriTalk has been brought to you by Lifestyle Lumber of St. Martin and North American State Bank of El Rosa, Belgrade, and Willamer. It's 11 o'clock, 68 degrees, KASM AM 1150, Albany, Minnesota.
Enjoy the delicious chicken fry every Tuesday from 4 to 8 at the Pelican Lake Ballroom, St. Anna.
1160, once the exclusive territory of KSL Salt Lake City. Now this 1A has been broken down, and there are about two dozen stations on the frequency, mostly east of the Mississippi. Our nearest duplicated target is Waukon, Iowa, and with its power level and antenna, it's just too far away to copy. 1170 and 1180 also turned up as noise here, though there's a permit for a new high-power station for 1180 in nearby Rockville, Minnesota. The call letters are KYES, and we'll have a hand in building this station this summer, so it'll be the target for some serious DX tests that we'll schedule, hopefully next fall and winter. 1190 is yet another U.S.-Mexican shared clear. The closest station is KKOJ in Jackson. That's about 145 miles from our deck. KKOJ is a 5,000-watt daytime station using four towers to send its signal due west along the Iowa-Minnesota border and into South Dakota. So we're off to the side of this one, and the signal sounds like it.
Coming up on 11 o'clock, we have sunny skies, 83 degrees in Jackson, 82 in Spirit Lake. You're listening to 1190 KKOJ Jackson, Spirit Lake. Good morning, it is 11 o'clock. Time now for a look at a Saturday morning edition of That's Entertainment here on KKOJ and KRAQ.
1200 kilohertz, another duplicated 1A, and at night still served pretty well up here by WOAI, though the Chicago secondary station sometimes sneaks in. The closest station with any power is KFNW in Fargo, with a tower site 140 miles to the northwest, placing a nice signal across several states. 10,000 watts day when we heard it, with a permit for a serious upgrade to 50 kilowatts day from three towers, 13 kilowatts night from four towers. That'll take care of WOAI in the upper Midwest. When you dial up U.S. Clear 1210, the NRC pattern book would tell you to expect Huron, South Dakota, where we are, but they're 200 miles away, and their daytime pattern is directly away from us. So no dice, though they do show up after sunset. On Mexican Clear 1220, there's a nice signal arriving from Stillwater, Minnesota, down on the Wisconsin border. They're non-directional, 5,000 watts day and 250 watts night. This daytime catch is from about 110 miles.
On the way from point A to point B. That'll happen in hour number two in but a moment. And we continue going back to 1993 in U.S. right after this.
This is the music of your life. AM 1220 KLBB, Stillwater, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
And again, welcome. More of the July sounds of Frank Sinatra, and the legend continues.
1230 is our first graveyard channel, and we know that almost all stations on the five graveyards operate 1,000 watts non-directional. There are six stations on 1230 in Minnesota. The nearest is at Morris, about 65 miles from our radio.
Well, have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us on the Linder Farm Network.
Radio 1230, KMRS Morris. A great place to come home to news, weather, and anything else. Coming up on 1 o'clock, it's time now for ABC News.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Steve Taylor.
The next graveyard is adjacent 1240. Nearby St. Cloud, Minnesota, 30 miles or so, is the home of heritage station WJON.
Let's pause here 10 seconds for station identification on the Twins Radio Network. You're listening to Twins Baseball on Central Minnesota's home of the Twins. AM 1240, WJON, St. Cloud. Juan Uribe leads off for the Sox in the bottom of the third. Twins are leading 6-3. And the opening pitch in the bottom of the third inning by Baker is low. One ball, no strikes.
1250 to 1330 are regional channels. Across western Minnesota and the eastern Dakotas, a 1250 signal is delivered by KBRF in Fergus Falls, 80 miles up the road.
Contact the Minnesota JCs online at mmjcs.org. That's mmjcs.org.
1250 AM, KBRF, Fergus Falls. It is Good Neighbor Radio coming up on 11 o'clock. It's 82 degrees on our way off of two, high up around the mid-90s.
KBRF is 5 kilowatts day, non-directional, and runs three towers at night with 2,200 watts, directed northeast and southwest. And by careful loop tuning, we canceled KBRF and snagged KCNZ in Cedar Falls, Iowa. They're 250 miles from us. 10,000 watts, non-directional. Not too bad.
Guys know when it's time to watch the big game, it's all about the size. And the Sound Room has the size TV you're looking for. Find plasma, six screen, and HD TV. The Sound Room on Westside University Avenue, Waterloo. 1550, The Fan, KCNZ, Cedar Falls, Waterloo. The Cedar Valley Sports Station.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Surge is not working, no matter how many different ways you explain it. It hasn't worked.
1260 has a lot of action in the eastern U.S., but only about a dozen stations in the K prefix call area west of the Mississippi. Nearest to us, at about 65 miles, is KDUZ Hutchinson, Minnesota. Non-directional day and night, day power 1,000 watts and 64 watts after sunset.
995-4673, because nothing is worse than doing nothing. A public service announcement brought to you by NeighborWorks, the ad counselor in this station.
I'm Gary Narn, ABC News. You're listening to KDUZ Hutchinson, your information station.
I'm Joe Gross. Boise sizzles in the summer. It is 105 there at this hour. In Montana, we've got some triple-digit temperatures. In that state, where cattle outnumber people 2-1, ranchers are worried about livestock.
1270 has three assignments in Minnesota, carefully shoehorned against each other. WWWI Baxter, Minnesota, 80 miles distant, wins the daytime coverage lottery. They're operating 5 kilowatts non-directional daytime and the same power from three towers at night, directed northeast into Canada.
People's National Bank. If there's an easier way to make your dream come true, Ron will find it. Call Ron today at 825-8800. People's National Bank, Brainerd. Member FDIC.
News Talk and Garage Logic. This is WWWI Baxter, 1270, 3WI.
CBS News. I'm Karen Regal. The West is trying to stay cool despite triple-digit temperatures.
Which takes us to 1280. Nice daytime signal from Minneapolis from an antenna farm 90 miles to the south. The transmitter is always set at 5,000 watts, and the daytime signal is non-directional. While at night, four towers send the strongest coverage to the northeast.
Call Advanced Waterproofing and Foundation Repair at 952-447-8589 or go to advancedwaterproofing.net.
WWDC, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Your world has changed, and we've got you covered. Around the clock, 24-7. This is AM 1280, The Patriot.
With SRN News, I'm Jerry Overton.
The NRC pattern book shows little activity in this region on 1290, so it's not too hard to reach out for KBMO Benson. They're 60 miles away, and their non-directional power is limited to 330 watts day, 24 watts at night.
Created with your taste in mind. The music will be live here on the station. Everyone is talking about KB.
We call it a flea power from here, I think. You know, as we look back at some of these reports, it's pretty nice to catch low-power stations from much farther away than we'd expected. It's almost like nighttime mileages. But groundwave can do that, and if we're willing to put up with the overall band noise under the signal, we can hear stations daytime from a long way away. Control of the electrical noise level is the one key that we can do something about. Here at our lake cabin in the center of mythical Lake Wobegon, the electrical service is underground, and we've been pretty careful to sniff out potential noise offenders, as we described in a recent band scan column. And so on to 1300. There's only one Minnesota station on 1300. That's WQPM in Princeton. Non-directional, 1,000 watts day, with a reduced nighttime power back to 83 watts to make room for the mighty KGLO in Mason City, Iowa. Princeton is about 50 miles to the southeast of us.
1650 11th Avenue, southwest, right above the Forest Lake Health Club. Or call them at 651.
Spirit Radio is 95.9 FM, WLKX Forest Lake, and AM 1300 WQPM Princeton.
Hello and welcome to Through the Bible.
We're up to 1300 and we're moving to 1310. There are some 60 U.S. stations on 1310, primarily in the eastern states. Two stations in our region, the easiest for us was KRBI in St. Peter, Minnesota, 110 miles southeast. KRBI operates two towers in two different patterns, 870 watts day, 260 watts at night, and that's generally pointing north-northwest toward us.
The voice of the Valley, KRBI.
Well, I've been waiting ever since it. Guess my baby's got another day. Stood up, broken hearted again.
KOZY Grand Rapids is 5,000 watts day and night on 1320, non-directional daytime, switching in three towers at night to push their signal straight north from an antenna farm that's 110 miles away.
Broadcasting Corporation.
From ABC News, I'm Joan Bennett.
1330 is an interesting regional channel. The pattern book shows only one assignment in the Upper Midwest, and that's in Minneapolis. This station went through several call letter iterations from the original classic call letters WLOL, and now it enjoys those same call letters once again. WLOL is 10 kilowatts day, 5 at night, operating a three-tower system with different patterns day and night, generally headed to the north from towers about 120 miles distant.
Be brought to the glory of his resurrection through the same Christ our Lord. Amen.
Bridging the gap between faith and everyday life in the Twin Cities, this is Relevant Radio 1330 WLOL Minneapolis St. Paul. Relevant Radio for the Twin Cities.
First word in news from the Vatican and around the world. I'm Wendy Weiss on Relevant Radio.
And that's the end of the fourth of our multi-part bandscan series from Central Minnesota. Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service. We'll be back next month. Until we meet again, good listening, DXers.
Thanks, Mark. Several people wanted to know a little bit more about what the dial was like back in 1933. So let's open up the list here and see what we've got. I'm going to plop my finger down and... Okay, 950 is where we're going to start here on this edition. And the stations which were on the air in 1933 were KFWB in Hollywood, California, KGHL in Billings, Montana, KMBC in Kansas City, Missouri, VONA in St. John's, Newfoundland, and WRC in Washington, D.C. At 965 kilohertz, Mexican station XCAW. At 970 KJR in Seattle, Washington, and WCFL, the Voice of Labor in Chicago, Illinois. At 980 KDKA in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. 990 was WBZA Boston, Massachusetts, and WBZA in Springfield, Massachusetts. WJEM in Tupelo, Mississippi, and also XCK in Mexico City, Mexico. At 1,000 on the dial, it was a lot different back then. KFVD in Los Angeles, California. WOC in Des Moines, Iowa. WORK in York, Pennsylvania. And the following Mexican stations were on the air. XCA, XCAE, XCC, XCFE, XCFI, XCFJ, XCFS, and XCL. At 1,000 on the dial, we had kind of an unusual situation, some share time in Canada. CHWC and CKCK in Regina, Saskatchewan were on 1010 at the time, as was CKCD in Vancouver, British Columbia, CKCO in Ottawa, Ontario, CKIC in Wolfville, Nova Scotia, and CKOC in Hamilton, Ontario. KGGF was in Coffeyville, Kansas, KQW in San Jose, California, share time arrangement with WHN in New York City, as well as WPAP in New York, and WQAO in New York, and WRNY in New York City. WIS was in Columbia, South Carolina at the time, and two Mexican stations, XEU and also XEE. At 10:15 was XEJ, and at 10:20, where's that Pittsburgh station? Well, there wasn't Pittsburgh in there, but there was KYW in Chicago, Illinois, and WRAX in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and XES in Mexico. And that's what the dial was like back in 1933.
It began right here with a pioneer radio station. Listen to what we started.
What better way to celebrate our diamond anniversary than to get back together in the familiar surroundings of the birthplace of modern broadcasting? Can you believe it? The city of Pittsburgh is celebrating its 250th anniversary this year, too.
NRC Convention, WNRC.
Our host will be John Malachy, one of our most experienced convention leaders. Just look at what he's arranging for us. Plan to arrive early enough on Friday to take part in a studio tour that afternoon, with a pizza dinner being served in the meeting room that night. The grand opening will be held at 7 p.m. on Friday, with a presentation about the history of Pittsburgh rounding out the evening. Saturday morning will feature a tour of the Heinz History Center at 9 a.m., and you're invited to buy lunch at the Sports Rock Cafe if you wish. There'll be transmitter tours in the afternoon for those who wish to get out and see what broadcasting in Pittsburgh is all about. And then, at 5 p.m., the annual group photograph at the hotel. And, of course, there'll be lots of time to sit and chat about DXing with other club members in the hospitality room. The banquet this year will be in the Greenery Restaurant right there at the hotel. A business meeting will follow, and then the world-famous auction to round out the evening. Sunday will open the annual NRC DX examination. And then
the crack of the bat, the thrill of the hit, the sound of the smack of the ball in the catcher's mitt. That's what we're all about. That's why we yell and shout. The world champion Pirates are on the air.
At 11 a.m., we'll all depart for a ride to PNC Park, the home field of the Pittsburgh Pirates, via the Gateway Clipper Fleet. The game that afternoon is against the Milwaukee Brewers. Back at the hotel, the hospitality room will reopen around 5 o'clock, and we'll sit and chat until everyone is talked out. The convention will end on Sunday evening. Now, here's what to do. Reserve your room at the Green Tree Holiday Inn, 401 Holiday Drive, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15220. Call 1-412-922-8100. Be sure to tell them you want the NRC rate, and be sure to make your reservation with them by August 15th. Convention registration is $45, and that includes the pizza party, the banquet, soft drinks, and munchies during the 3 days in the hospitality room, and, weather permitting, another event John Malachy is working out right now. Send your registration check, payable to National Radio Club 2, John R. Malachy, 995 Shady Crest Road, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15216-3046. Local transportation. If you fly into Pittsburgh International Airport, PIT, there's a free complimentary shuttle service to the hotel. The train station in Pittsburgh is only 4 miles away from the hotel. The taxi fee from the railroad station is $25. The bottom line is that this is one convention you don't want to miss. Also, listen for Pittsburgh's newest radio station, WNRC 1520, when you get to the convention.
Radio 152 for the 75th annual convention. You're listening to Oldies 1520.
NRC Convention, WNRC Convention City.
So how about it? How about joining us in historic Pittsburgh this Labor Day weekend and celebrating 75 years of Great DX? The National Radio Club's 75th Annual Convention, beginning Friday, August 29th through Sunday, August 31st in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We hope to see you there.
Now here's the late sports line.
Well, I don't know about sports, but I just want to let you know that I'll be at the National Radio Club Convention in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We hope to see you there. We'll have several jingle CDs and some other stuff for the auction. So you might want to make plans for this year's National Radio Club Convention in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
How about that? Sports fans! KQ!
QB, Colorful 14. Let's go! It's a good, good morning on Fun Loving KQB, Audio 14.
Colorful KQV, Audio 14, it's the summer sound. Fun loving KQV, Audio 14, go, go!
The touch of quality, 14 KQV.
KQV!
KQV. KQV. Remembers.
14K.
You know, if you want to cut your costs for this convention, you might want to think about sharing a room or sharing a ride with another DX Audio Service member. If so, just leave your intentions known on the Musings to the Members line. Well, here's the Doors taking us over to side two.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I. I'm gonna love you till the heavens.